This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Are you eating out too much? Always in a rush? Are you tired of living high upon the hog? Enough with all the shopping and the she-she party hopping. Go on back home and pet your dog. Pet your dog, you'll feel much better. Pet your dog, your hound or setter. Your heart rate slows, your arteries unclog. Pet your dog, he's waiting for it. Pet your dog, she'll just adore it. Go on back home and pet your dog. Are you working 80 hours, no longer smelling flowers? Do you wish you were sawing Z's upon a log? You're so tired and stressed, too worn out to do your best. Go on back home and pet your dog. Pet your dog, you'll feel much better. Pet your dog, your hound or setter. Your heart rate slows, your arteries unclog. Pet your dog, he's waiting for it. Pet your dog, she'll just adore it. Go on back home and pet your dog. Are you befuddled and bemused, muddled and confused? Are you trying to find your way out of the fog? Getting back your focus won't require hocus pocus. Go on back home and pet your dog. Pet your dog, you'll feel much better. Pet your dog, your hound or setter. Your heart rate slows, your arteries unclog. Pet your dog, he's waiting for it. Pet your dog, she'll just adore it. Go on back home and pet your dog. Too much Facebook online gaming, addictions need some taming. Spent too much screen time working on your blog. Turn it off and pull the plug. Give your hairy friend a hug. Go on back home and pet your dog. Pet your dog, you'll feel much better. Pet your dog, your hound or setter. Your heart rate slows, your arteries unclog. Pet your dog, he's waiting for it. Pet your dog, she'll just adore it. Go on back home and pet your dog.
Kim Wallach with some great advice. Pet your dog, is that one that you wrote, Kim?
Yeah. I wrote that last summer. I had rotator cuff surgery a year ago in June. And after, you know, the first couple of weeks of being in a daze from the surgery, I was starting to get bored. And I had gotten my dog back from the kennel, and I was realizing how much better I felt just having her home, having her near me, being able to reach out and touch another living being. And at the time, I still couldn't lift my right arm. I was immobilized in a sling and a cushion. It was a weird position. But then I realized it was the exact same position I hold my arm in to play the banjo. And I thought, maybe I can just kind of slip the banjo up into my lap and play it. So
dogs are great.
Yeah, dogs are great.
Very healthy, I think, to have a dog. You know, they do know there's some therapeutic value to pet therapy, right?
I don't doubt it.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guest in the studio is singer, songwriter, educator Kim Wallach. You may know her from her work with a group called the Rolling Crones, or her work most popularly, probably, for her work with the Short Sisters. Are you still doing work with the Short Sisters,
Kim?
Oh,
yes. Yeah, since 1979.
Now, tell us a little bit about that musical journey for you, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, I met Faye. No, I'm trying to remember who I met first. I guess I met Kate when I took my junior year at Wesleyan University in Connecticut. And Kate was there. We met because we were both taking classes with Jean Redpath, who was artist in residence. Mm-hmm. And then I went back to Wellesley for my senior year, and I met Faye when we were both taking a antique printing press class for winter term. So that's Faye Baird and Kate Seeger. And then I went to Europe for a year after college, and as soon as I came back, Kate went to Europe for a year. So it wasn't until Kate came back, and by that time I had reconnected with Faye, and she had got me singing shape note music with a group at Wellesley College that was one of the first revival groups. It's now Norm Vega Harmony. But before that, it didn't have a name. It was run by Steve Marini, who's a religion teacher at Wellesley. And she had got me singing shape note music. So when Kate came back, I introduced her to Faye, and they actually ended up being roommates in an apartment in Somerville. And the three of us started singing together, and it was such a great combination and friendship that it's lasted forever.
Have you always known, Kim, that you were going to be a songwriter from the get-go?
Not from the absolute get-go, although music always... I mean, from the time I was six, I know that songs really grabbed me, meant something to me, helped me figure out what was going on in the world, or
you were raised with it, right?
Yeah.
You were raised with it.
Yeah.
Well, your parents supported that.
Totally supported it. My mom had she loved Harry Belafonte and Peter, Paul, and Mary. We had, you know, just a few records, but those records, boy, got played all the time. And she took me to hear Buffy St. Marie, and she took me to hear Pete Seeger, who was performing at a library not far from where we lived in New Jersey. But when I was 12, we were at Beach Haven for a couple weeks in the summer, and there was a group called the Wharf Rats playing in a sideways-turned boat, the Jolly Pound boat, on the wharf in Beach Haven, and that did it for me.
The Wharf Rats turned it around for you.
I was a goner. Well, it was the combination of hearing live music where, you know, I had been taking piano lessons where you sit sideways to the audience and you play exactly what's on the page. And these guys were improvising. They were making up their own harmonies. They were laughing. They were enjoying themselves. I thought, that's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And then we read a book called Adam of the Road in sixth grade about a troubadour and his son. And I thought, that's it. I want to be a troubadour. Do they have those? But so that was kind of the...
We'll add that to Kim Wallach's resume. Kim Wallach, singer, songwriter, teacher, and troubadour on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Morning Edition is...
The U.S. Postal Service has just unveiled 5 new stamps depicting the paintings and drawings of Martin Ramirez. An immigrant from Mexico, Ramirez was a...
It's also the place you turn for...
Slope and aspect determine how much sunlight a given piece of land receives.
The landscape isn't equally endowed, and it's most evident this time of the year.
I'm Rick Gamble. Join me for Morning Edition, weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on NHPR and NHPR.org.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and from Spotlight Cafe at the Capital Center for the Arts in Concord, a club-style atmosphere where music and theater are the main course. Upcoming artists at ccanh.com. And Dartmouth College, seeking compensated participants in a research study on perceptions of environmental quality. Application online at nhepscor.org. We're visiting with Kim Wallach here in our studio at the Folk Show. How about another tune for us?
I am a woman with several degrees from prestigious universities. I think of things that no one has thought of, but I am stupid when it comes to love. I am stupid when it comes to love. I am stupid when it comes to love. I think of things that no one has thought of, but I am stupid when it comes to love.
had a lover who was handsome and smart. His words were weapons that wounded my heart. It took me years till I could say enough. I've been stupid when it comes to love. I've been stupid when it comes to love. I've been stupid when it comes to love. It took me years till I could say enough. I've been stupid when it comes to love. Hope and hormones and I try again. Disappointment and I cry again. Other people seem to hold the key. Why is it so hard for me? Please send me someone who's honest and sane, who's got courage, a heart, and a brain. Maybe I finally recognize him because I won't be stupid when it comes to love. No more stupid when it comes to love. No more stupid when it comes to love. Maybe I'll finally recognize him because I won't be stupid when it comes to love.
A different kind of love song from Kim Wallach here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. When did you write that one, Kim?
I've actually been working on it for a really long time. I had an original version of it, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago. I even sent it to Bonnie Raitt thinking that it had kind of her sound, but it went a whole different place. And then I went to Swannanoa a couple summers ago and took a songwriting class with David Roth and played the first verse, and I said, I just don't know where I'm going with this, you know, or what to do, or how to make this, how to finish it. And he and the class gave me some great advice. They said, we want a happy ending. And I said, well, what if there isn't a happy ending? They said, well, we want a hopeful ending. I said, okay, that's good. And then David said, these chords. And he gave me the chords for the bridge. He said, I want a bridge with these chords. And it was great to have an assignment, you know, like that was what was great about working with the Rolling Crones, was to sort of give each other and get feedback and then really go to work on the technical aspects of a song and turn your feelings and your ideas into the best crafted song that you're capable of at the time, you know.
So you became a student and you're usually a teacher, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I teach. I've been teaching elementary music now since 1990, 91, something like that.
Do you ever have an opportunity to help students write music?
I do. I am so glad you asked that. In Warwick Community School, which is one of the two elementary schools I teach in, we just finished a grant-funded project to record songs we have written about Warwick.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it was really fun. We brought an engineer into the school, Alan Stockwell from Brattleboro, and he recorded the kids in the classroom, both as class size groups and as a whole school ensemble. And we recorded about 12 songs, including some that the kids had written from scratch with me, and some that I had written for them, and some that other teachers in the past had adapted for them that have become school songs.
Kim, your songwriting apparently may have some common themes that, you know, unrequited love or love, you know, like the song Jilted by a Venezuelan, and then Where Does Love Come From? And then, you know, the song that you just sang for us about being stupid in love. What do children write about?
Well, they're not really writing about love, but or at least not romantic love, but they write about the things that they are passionate about and excited about. And it could be anything from the environment to once I was doing a residency in a school in inner city Boston, and the kids were, I said, what, you know, what's on your mind? What are you concerned about? They said, it's scary here. It's violent, and we want somebody to do something about this. And we ended up together writing a song about the violence they were seeing around them in their neighborhood and asking the grown-ups, you know, what are you going to do about this? And sending it, making a recording and sending it to the mayor, you know, having all of the kids sign the recording and sending it to him like a letter saying, you know, come on, help us out. This is what we are seeing in our own neighborhood, on our streets, when we're walking home. Or sometimes I had a group of students a few years ago who were studying the Vikings. And they came into class and they were so excited about what they were studying that they weren't ready to transition to anything else. And that's the perfect moment for songwriting, because you get to say, all right, dump on me. Tell me everything that you've just learned about Vikings that you're excited about knowing, you know? And they just went on and on and on and on. And we did this giant word splash and just wrote down everything that he said. And then I said, you know, we already have some stuff here that rhymes and some stuff here that tells a story. I said, it's an easy step to turn this into a song, you know? And that's what we did. So we wrote a song about Vikings from the point of view, you know, we pretended we were Vikings and we were writing about ourselves. And I love the song.
You've done about, what, 4 albums for children and 4 for adults. You've divided your time, plus your work with the Short Sisters. You've divided your time between working with children and doing the adult perspective. Is there one that you prefer over another, or do you feel like there's a pretty good balance for you?
I think it's a good balance. I think I'm most happy when those things are in a true balance, when I'm getting to do both work with adults and work with children, and that one informs the other. I think the most important thing about both kinds of work is to come to it with love and generosity.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and Kim Wallach is our guest. How about another tune, Kim?
Sure. I'll just do this. Li la li la li 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 la li la li 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 la li la li la li 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 la li 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 la li la li la li li la li la li. When I was a young girl, homesick with a fever, I'd lie upon the sofa beneath a patterned quilt, and in between my napping I'd catch glimpses of old movies from the 20s, 30s, 40s on our black and white TV. Whispered conversations in hideouts and in basements, in offices and stairwells, and always there were trains, meeting and departing, the women dressed for travel in tailored suits and jackets, and always hats and gloves. And men in felt fedoras, serious and charming, they chased elusive women on tracks that crossed the map. Now everyone wears blue jeans and shouts into their cell phones, and no one meets your glances, though you're staring at their eyes. And now I am a grown-up, I sit here on my sofa, I think about my life, and I wonder what's ahead. Where will I find adventure, or a man in a fedora? Are they lost in faded movies and in childhood's fever dreams? Li la li la li li, li la li la li li, li la li la li li, li la li la li,
Lie, la, lie, la, lie, lie, la, lie, la, lie, la, lie, 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 la, lie, la, lie, la, lie, lie, la, lie, lie, lie.
Kim Wallach, that was lovely.
Thanks.
What made you decide to select that one for us?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I think it was the theme of thinking about both being a child and being mm-hmm. an adult. And mm-hmm. in that song, I'm looking back on things that made an impression on me as a child, but that partly because of having been sick and never mm-hmm. having seen like an entire movie, but this kind of patchwork of impressions mm-hmm. filtered by having mm-hmm. been sick, and but that retention of them and carrying them over into a grown-up and then trying to make some meaning of mm-hmm. them when you're adult. And I think as a kid, a lot of times we don't understand things the same way. Mm-hmm. And the act of songwriting is the act of trying to make meaning out of all the information that's coming at you. And I think that's where, you know, whether or not we're writing a song about local animals or Vikings or love or whatever, it's the act of using your words to make meaning out of what your experience is and then crafting it with a melody to then share it mm-hmm. with the other people around you in your community.
It helps you to create some kind of order.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Are there people who you think do that particularly well in their writing?
Oh, yeah. Hundreds of people who do that well.
Well, who comes to the top? Who comes to your mind right away?
Bill Staines. Joni Mitchell, Gordon Lightfoot, some of the oldies, but there are people who are doing that brilliantly now too. I tend to be terrible with names, mm-hmm. and when asked for a name, I can barely remember my own sometimes.
Well, when the Short Sisters get together, who uh-huh. do you think inspires them as a group to put something down on a CD?
Well, we love Jez Lowe and the stuff he writes and the way that he combines a real traditional sensibility with really forward-thinking ideas, mm-hmm. The way he's respectful of tradition and of traditional work and labor, but the way that he puts politics into his mm-hmm. music and tell stories sure. about people. I think we love the storytellers.
So modern themes with traditional sounds.
Yeah.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Meridian Construction, a multifaceted contractor serving New Hampshire for over 20 years, pledging a strong partnership with every project they engage. MeridianNH.com. And the Peterborough Players Professional Theater, presenting Outside Mullingar, a very Irish romantic comedy, tender yet off-kilter humor, July 15th to 26th. Tickets at PlayersTIX.com. We're visiting with Kim Wallach in our studio at New Hampshire Public Radio. How about another tune, Kim Wallach?
Sure.
This is the folk show at New Hampshire Public Radio. And Kim has several CDs available, and she has a website. It's kimwallach.com if you want to check it out, or if you want to find out where she may be playing at a venue near you. This is NHPR.
If you are a Fortune 500 or a great CEO with a flair for profit and doubling your income with investment portfolio shares, if you're looking to lighten your tax load, don't shelter that money offshore. There's no need to hide it when you can provide it to some of the hardworking poor. Come average your income with mine, dear. Come average your income with mine. You'll get the tax breaks without all the headaches if you average your income with mine.
When I read the size of your salary, I'm astounded. What more can I say? Why, I earn as much in a year, dear, as you earn in one single day. You've yachts and you've mansions and Gulf Streams. My one house needs basic repair. With new job reductions, I've lots of deductions. Let's join up and then we can share. Come average your income with mine, dear. Come average your income with mine. You'll get the tax breaks without all the headaches if you average your income with mine. I imagine that all of the wealthy, with their billions, the wages of sin, find their dollars an unwanted burden to shed as a snake sheds its skin. Have each adopt 10,000 families to house and to clothe and to feed. While I don't have solutions for war and pollution, this could address some basic needs. Come average your income with mine, dear. Come average your income with mine. You'll get the tax breaks without all the headaches if you average your income with mine.
Kim Wallach with some wisdom. And, you know, it sounds really good to me. It sounds fair. It sounds very fair. And I think we should send that around, don't you?
Oh,
you
yes.
can always make the request. If you don't ask, you never
if
know.
If you don't ask, right? you don't get.
That's right. You have to just say what you need.
I was actually, you know, hoping for, you know, some personal assistance with that song. That was kind of an economic proposal.
I like it. I like
myself.
It a lot. Yeah. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guest is singer, songwriter, educator, short sister, and more, Kim Wallach. Kim, what projects have you been working on with the short sisters and on your own? You've got some things in the hopper that we should be telling people about?
I've started and stopped several times with a new album. I have a lot of new songs, as you can hear, but I'm not sure whether or not making a new highly produced CD is the right way to go with the market the way that it is right now. So I'm thinking about just making a series of videos at home and putting them up on YouTube and basically putting the music out for free, and seeing, you know, like little kids sort of seeing where they go if
sure.
I set them out there. Short Sisters just put out a new CD called Downsized.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to England last April. So a year ago, April. So a year and a little bit more ago. And that
you're
was
all in
a
different
blast.
Parts. You're all in different parts of the country,
right,
aren't
so
you?
Right. No matter when we get together to sing, we're touring. Mm-hmm. So there is no hometown gig anymore for the three of us. But I think we're going to be in the Washington, D.C., Baltimore area a lot in the fall. And the spring, I think we'll be back up in New England.
And what,
for myself, I'm looking for gigs. So if anybody's listening and thinks, oh, that would be fun, give me a call.
Well, what's the best way to get in touch with you? Are you on Facebook, Kim? Or
I'm on Facebook. Mm-hmm.
And you have your website where people can contact you there.
I think there's a button they can press to just email me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the phone book in Keene, so you can just call me. And, you know, anything from children's performances or birthday parties for little kids to adult performances. Well, not adult in the X-rated kind of way, but, you know, just singing for grown-ups.
Sure, I got what you mean.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be a new kind of folk music, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and I'm sure there are people who can do that.
That's right.
Well, Bessie Smith, I think, used to do that.
This is NHPR, and it's the Folk Show. It's been a real treat to have Kim. I can't believe the time has flown by so fast. Do you have one last tune that you could play for us while people are looking up your website at kimwallach.com?
Sure. Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
Anytime. You're welcome here.
It's
anytime.
Been so nice to see you again,
good to
too.
To see you also.
Yeah.
Settle in. Put your feet up on the rail and watch the birds that come to feed. Feel the sun as it burns warm on your cheek, cooled by the breeze from off the hills. You hear the snow melts trickle. The chatter of the finches feels like peace. We're not at peace. Halfway round the flip side of the world right now, it's dark and bombs explode. Even if we win this war, there's something we'll have lost and can't regain. We massacred the Indians, enslaved the blacks, drove others from our shores. We haven't changed, my daughter's scared of smallpox and of things she cannot name. What do I say? That we are safe. We live out in the country, but our friends live in the town. You hear the snow melts trickle. The chatter of the finches feels like peace, but there's no peace. Settle in. Put your feet up on the rail and watch the birds that come to feed.
Kim, we're looking forward to seeing your videos posted with all your great tunes.
Thank you so much.
What a lovely voice, what a lovely songwriter, and a treat to have you here at NHPR.
Thank you, Kate. It's a treat to be here.
Thanks again. This is New Hampshire Public Radio.